So Sonia, thank you very much for taking some time. First of all, what exactly is Qigong?
Qigong means actually working the Qi, mastering the Qi. Qi is energy, vital energy, and more than mastering, cultivating it. Gong is the fact of working, cultivating, so that the Qi can be as healthy as possible.
Okay, and so how did you become involved with it? Where did you start training? Is that a wee while ago?
Long ago, more than 30 years, okay. 35,
I don't believe
36
that, no.
years ago. Yeah, no, it's no, true. No. It was a pure coincidence in a moment of my life when I was looking out for answers to questions, of course. And I was in a bookstore, and that book almost fell in front of me from the shelf, fell down. I looked at it, and it was my first Qigong exercises book. Breathing and Qigong exercises.
It was almost like it was meant to be.
It was. Obviously.
One of those moments, serendipity moments.
It was. So.
And where was
that's
that?
How it came. That was in San Francisco.
Okay.
Where I was living at the time. And I had already started to practice yoga a short while before that. And that's it. I just got hooked, tried the exercises, Qi, self-massage and breathing it was about.
Excellent. Because the meditation is very much linked to it, isn't it?
Completely. Qigong, actually, it's kind of a meditation while moving, right? It is meditation.
And what are the benefits from practicing Qigong and the meditation?
Well, for me, it's a passion. It means I practice every day with all these years and always curious. So it's already rich and benefiting from the mind, I think, because it opens up your curiosity, your desire for discovering, and discovering essentially, or first of all, discovering yourself, what it is about to be you, and to what it is about to have a body and to maintain it healthy, and what happens when, I mean, how Qigong can help you when you feel sick or despaired with life, or, you know. So Qigong gives you this ability to navigate through events in the best possible state.
And to shut out exterior interference.
No, you don't shut out.
You don't shut it out.
No, all the contrary. Okay. Qigong is not about building up a kind of a bubble or a fortress where you can keep at peace. No, this is not Qigong, and this wouldn't be peace. Qigong is about being able to let the natural qi flow, this life intelligence, this life force that animates every living being, the trees, the plants, the animals, the planets going through the galaxies. It's the same. And we are like a small galaxy, right? And so Qigong is about being able to connect inside and outside world and going through life events. Well, life goes
up and down,
and it's all right, but how you approach that.
So it can help very much people who are going through maybe a very troubled time in their life, that they can just...
It can. It's
themselves.
Not the best time maybe to learn, because when you're stressed. But it has been, for me, for example, it was a very difficult time when I discovered Qigong. I was already a little bit in yoga, but still it was a very difficult time. So there is no good or bad time. It's when it's a time, it's good. Thoughts are thoughts. Can we be able to put them in their place? And can we build up enough center of our own centers so that we don't feel completely distracted, disturbed, perturbed or troubled by our thoughts, which are not ours.
So would you say it's a good thing maybe every day to practice Qigong and meditation?
It has to be on a regular basis. It has to be. It's like a renewal. And of course it would be good if you do it once a week. The journey would be different than if you do it every day. But it would be good to have a regular basis. Now, it's better to do shorter times often than longer term, longer sessions for 2 hours, only once every so much, regularity.
Now, there seems to me a very much a rising interest in holistic healing and therapy, such as yoga, Tai Chi and Reiki. Why do you think this is?
Who am I to say? Who am I to say? I mean, look at the world. Look at the world, so many things happening. It seems like there is an abundant spring of creativity at the moment, even though the world is going so wild with so much destructive forces at work. There is also all these practices and interest and connections between human beings and marvelous things happening. Minds are freer in a way. At the same time, we are going also through times where freedom is being repressed a lot. So it's all paradoxical. All the opposites are really visible and really active. So at the same time, there is a lack of freedom in certain ways and media's being manipulated. But at the same time, in many people's mind, it opens up incredibly.
Tell us about the well-being sessions that you're currently practicing here at IKB.
It's an initiation, really, in the sense of giving, sharing, more than giving, sharing experience with people about how to maintain or restore a good state of health and general well-being. So we use principles of Qigong and energetics, Chinese medicine energetics, in a way that anyone that wants to integrate these concepts can do it without needing to be super fit physically or really adjusting to people's capacities and their individual needs.
Because sometimes I know, I think, like particularly with yoga, there are the different aspects of it, some that are very, require maybe a level of fitness and others that are more personal.
It's not about that here at all.
No.
It's not about performance. I'm 65. Right. I've practiced, so I was saying, for almost 40 years. Mm-hmm. It's obvious in my practice that this evolution from a competitive way of practicing, wanting to go beyond my own limits and know more of this and more of that, and it has transformed in the last years into something much more looking for authenticity, towards more what is it to be living, a human living. And some things, I'm not trying to push myself so much. It's not about that. It has nothing to do. Just at certain point, you will just exhaust yourself. It's more for the essence of things than for a perfect form. I don't know what. I know many forms of Qigong. I practice them still, but in a different ways.
Absolutely. So do you run other classes or do you do individual?
I can.
One-to-one?
I can. I arrived in Brittany only this year. I've been very busy with moving and organizing home and, moving from another country to here. So
it takes time.
And I'm just starting really now with AIKB. I gave a lot of classes and workshops. I don't really intend to do it on a regular basis now, but I'm still very, very passionate and interested in sharing. So I'll see where it goes.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I can answer a group, like even 3-4 people, friends or whatever, who would like to have an initiation or a workshop on a special theme, a topic that they are interested in. I can answer this kind of thing very easily. I find it very interesting to go straight towards people when they have a demand?
A need. A need. So you've got one more session? Is it two more sessions?
Two in November and December, second Tuesday of the month. And then hopefully, really, something from there will grow.
Absolutely. like the phoenix coming out of the flames. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I'm a Scorpio, so I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Sonia, for your
thank
time.
Thank you,
Elaine. As I said, I'm very interested in this, particularly as one gets a little bit older, you feel the need to...
Yeah.
And without the pressure of work, but there are other pressures to deal with. So
yeah, well, you'll be very welcome next November.
Thank you.
Second Tuesday.
Well, have a good lunch.
I will. Yes, I will. And have a good day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.